Living Your Yoga, Finding the Spiritual in Everyday Life by Judith Lassiter. Often the dawning of yoga is coupled with an outwardly acknowledged or inwardly unexpressed expectation that yoga can solve problems, eliminate pain, and most important, guarantee us that they will not recur. As I discovered through my experience with anger, nothing could be further from the truth. Although yoga practice certainly can help our aching backs and bolster our spirits, it cannot insulate us from the pain that life inevitably brings, such as losing loved ones, illness, aging, not getting what we want, or even getting what we want. If yoga does not ensure a life without pain, then why do it? I have found that being in a state of yoga relieves suffering. Specifically, the suffering caused by being in separation from my wholeness. Suffering differs from pain. Suffering is caused by the emotional reaction we lay on top of our pain. By becoming aware of our emotions and thoughts about pain, their hold on us can be released and our suffering can be lessened. The avenue to this awareness is through constant attention, remembering that each moment is holy and holds the potential for self-transformation. This awareness is the tada, or state of yoga about which Patanjali speaks. From this perspective, spiritual seeking is not what we do outwardly, but what we acknowledge inwardly. To practice yoga in the deepest sense is to commit to developing awareness by observing our lives, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. There are many yoga techniques that can support us along the way, such as yoga poses, breathing practices, and meditation. But these are not ends in themselves, but means to the self. The real beginning of spiritual practice is evident when we accept responsibility for ourselves. That is, when we acknowledge that ultimately there are no answers outside of ourselves, and no gurus, no teachers, and no philosophies that can solve the problems of our lives. They can only suggest, guide, and inspire. It is our dedication to living with open hearts and our commitment to the day-to-day details of our lives that will transform us. When we are open to the present moment, we shine forth. At these times, we are not on a spiritual path. We are the spiritual path.